This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Es mal so gemeint, mein rauschender Freund, dein Singen, dein Klingen. War es all so gemeint, war es all so gemeint, zur Mühlen hin, so lautet der Sinn. Verstanden, zur Mühlen hin, zur Mühlen hin. Hat sie dich geschickt oder hast mich berückt? Das möchte ich noch wissen, ob sie geschickt. Nun, wie's auch mag sein, ich gebe mich drein, was ich such, hab ich gefunden, wie's immer mag sein. Nach Arbeit ich frug, nun hab ich genug für die Hände, fürs Herze.
I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 154 of The Joy of Classical Music and part 5 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series devoted to the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. We opened with tenor Zachary Wilder performing Franz Schubert's 1823 leader song, The Fair Maid of the Mill, a track from Brooklyn Suite. Released in February, Brooklyn Suite is a sort of concept album that explores his musical heritage. This week's featured work is Béla Bartók's one-act pantomime ballet, The Miraculous Mandarin, an obscene work that was banned on moral grounds after its 1926 Cologne premiere. But first, it's back to Zachary Wilder's Brooklyn Suite and two arias by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The moment has arrived from The Marriage of Figaro, followed by Of the Most Joyful Moment from The Clemency of Titus. The segment opens with a 1950s radio recording of his grandmother, Renee Wiener, an aspiring opera singer who gave it all away to focus on social work.
We are truly on the distaff side tonight. 23-year-old Renee Warner, now of Forest Hills, but originally from Brooklyn, is not only a fine lyric soprano, but the mother of a 13-month-old boy as well. However, Miss Warner is determined to prove that a family and a career are both possible, and apparently her husband is of the same turn of mind, because it was he who brought home the application for these auditions. When Miss Warner sang for us, her training at the Juilliard School, her professional background and experience became clear at once. We feel it will become clear to you, too, as Renee Warner takes her place in front of the ABC Symphony to sing the De Vieni Non Tarda from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro.
Give me the power.
Saxophonist David Schifrin and pianist Robert Blocker's 2021 album, Perpetual Motion, is dedicated to the works of French composer Francis Poulenc, and from that album, we'll be listening to Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. One of the most celebrated works in the clarinet repertoire, it was commissioned by clarinetist and big band leader Benny Goodman in 1962. Unfortunately, Poulenc didn't get to hear it, dying of a heart attack moments before the work's premiere in 1963.
Thank you.
2018 album, The Long View, A Portrait of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in Nine Songs, was composed and performed by her daughter-in-law, Patrice Michaels. Drawing from her personal correspondence, legal documents, and anecdotes from law clerks and family members, the album offers an episodic portrait of her life and legal legacy. And from The Long View, this is Dissenter of the Universe, Five Opinions and a Comment, a song that draws from five of her most famous Supreme Court dissents.
June 2003, Gratz versus Bollinger. Is the University of Michigan's affirmative action program constitutionally sound? Actions designed to burden groups, long denied full citizenship stature, are not sensibly ranked with measures taken to hasten the day when entrenched discrimination and its after effects have been extirpated. Oppression is still visible in our society, and the determination to hasten its removal remains vital. June 2007, Ledbetter versus Goodyear. Is the individual statutorily entitled to sue for reparations for pay discrimination? The court does not comprehend or is indifferent to the insidious way in which women can be victims of pay discrimination. Title VII was meant to govern real-world employment practices, and that world is what the court ignores today. June 2013. Shelby County versus Holder, regarding the constitutionality of two provisions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Voting discrimination still exists. No one doubts that. Throwing out preclearance when it has worked and is continuing to work is like throwing away your umbrella in a rainstorm because you are not getting wet. Hubris is a fit word for today's demolition of the VRA. June 2013, Fisher versus University of Texas. Is the university's affirmative action program constitutionally sound? I have said before and reiterate here that only an ostrich could regard the supposedly neutral alternatives as race unconscious. June 2014, Burwell versus Hobby Lobby Stores Incorporated. Can privately held corporations deny birth control insurance coverage to employees if the owners object on religious grounds? The exemption sought by Hobby Lobby and Conestoga would deny legions of women who do not uphold their employers' beliefs. Access to contraceptive coverage. The court, I fear, has ventured into a minefield.
Released in February on French classical label Harmonia Mundi, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra performs Ballet Bartok, features The Miraculous Mandarin, a one-act pantomime ballet that Bartok composed between 1918 and 1924. Based on a story by Malachor Lingle, the story follows three tramps who force a young girl to act as a prostitute to lure and rob men. One of the victims is the Mandarin, who is robbed, beaten, stabbed, and hung from a lamp hook. Despite his injuries, the Mandarin refuses to die and glows with a ghastly greenish-blue light until his lust for the girl is satisfied. Outraged by the obscene plot and the dissonant music which Bartok had applied to describe the ugliness of the situation, the 1926 Cologne premiere ended in a riot. The morning after, the mayor of Cologne unequivocally banned all future performances on moral grounds. For Bartok, the fallout was severe. The work was banned in his native Hungary, as it was in most European territories, while in the Soviet Union it was deemed inappropriate for the moral education of the working class. Suppressed for decades, it didn't see the light of day again until after the Second World War. Bartok considered it to be one of his finest works, but the controversy soured him on the theatre so completely that he never wrote for the stage again. Next week, it's Ukraine's Glory Has Not Perished, an episode of Music from Ukraine about Ukraine, and the episode's featured work is Valentin Bibik's orchestral poem Crying and Prayer, a work of memory dedicated to the victims of the Holodomor. Until then, here's the Toronto Symphony Orchestra with Ballet Bartok's The Miraculous Mandarin.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.